On this week's arts page, entries open for the JIS Heritage Poster and Photo Competitions. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Stay tuned. Right up until midnight October 31, students will be laboring behind their desks, camera lens, and toiling away at their computers, concocting the perfect essay, poster, or photograph for submission to this year's JIS Heritage Competitions. Entries are now open in all three categories, and there is an opportunity for students from the primary or prep straight up to the tertiary level. JIS Special Projects Manager Andrine Davidson says the heritage competitions represent the agency's way of participating in the Jamaica 55 celebrations, giving our young people the opportunity to do the same.
The JIS Heritage Competitions provide a space for engagement with our audience on relevant issues. As the official information arm of the government of Jamaica, connections with all the demographics is important to us. Students should be given the opportunity to say something about the nation's past, present, and about our future.
The essay competition is the longest running of the three. Now in its seventh year, it targets children at the primary level who are 9 to 12 years old. The requirement is simply to write an essay, 400 to 500 words, on the theme, "How would you like to see Jamaica in another 55 years?" Entries will be judged on their relevance to the theme, originality, accuracy, and analysis of research data, as well as writing style and language skills. Submissions should include the title page and a bibliography or list of references.
Last year's competition, we focused on Jamaica's rich sporting heritage. The entries were of high quality, particularly the essays. We were pleased with the quality of the essay competition, and we believe that it was well administered, and we believe also that the students were very pleased. We had good support from Corporate Jamaica, and our prizes were very attractive.
At least one reference in your essay must be a source from the Jamaica Information Service. The poster competition is open to students from grades 7 to 13 at registered high schools. Each entrant is required to design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by old-fashioned ink and paper, depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Posters will be judged on interpretation of theme, originality, neatness, and overall presentation. Mrs. Davidson says based on feedback from last year, the essay and poster competitions should be well subscribed.
There are the attractive prizes, of course, but students should also enter the competition to have a voice in the national dialogue about our heritage and where we are going as a nation. This year's essay competition topic is about where you want to see Jamaica in another 55 years, and we're expecting to have very, very good responses to that. It should be an interesting competition this year.
Finally, there's the newest addition to the heritage competition lineup, the photography contest, targeting students at the tertiary level. One snap of a high-resolution photograph depicting Jamaica 55 can help you cop exciting prizes. Entries will be judged on originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Prizes will be awarded to the top participants for all three competitions, including cash, gadgets, and vouchers.
As Jamaica continues to celebrate Jamaica 55, we thought it would be appropriate to set topics that speak to the achievement of this milestone. It presents an opportunity for students to assess for themselves Jamaica's achievement and to articulate the national aspirations. Some of the very things that you wrote about in your essay submitted to the Jamaica Information Service this year, imagine if that were to come to life in another decade or two. Imagine that.
JIS Special Projects Manager Andrine Davidson. Students entering the competitions should ensure that they retain a copy of their work. For follow-ups, call the JIS at 926-35904, extension 2137, or email queries to heritagephoto@jis.gov.jm, heritageposter@jis.gov.jm, or heritageessay@jis.gov.jm. Essays should be submitted using the application form found on our website at jis.gov.jm. And that's how we wrap things up this week. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.